Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord. Happy Friday and good morning. This is the morning motivation broadcast, 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is let it be, let it be. And our scripture for today, praise the Lord, comes from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. While you are getting your Bibles ready, and maybe if you live in Florida like I am, preparing for Hurricane Irma, let me go ahead and give you our announcements. Number one, remember to set your alarms to tune in live with me here at Morning Motivation, Monday through Friday, by calling in 323-870-4180. That number is 323-870-4180. But if for any reason you miss this broadcast live, you can always get your breakfast off the stove on my website after 8 a.m. Eastern at feelthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams. That's R-A-W-S-I. Number two, save the date to join me as I minister at Outreach of Excitement Church in Miami on Friday, September 22nd at 7:30 Eastern for their powerful women's conference, and the theme is women who refuse to compromise. So please come one, come all. And for those listeners who are not in the Miami area or even the state of Florida, the church will be recording it, so I will be able to post the CDs on my website at feelthefire.com, and you will be able to order one of the CDs if you are unable to attend live. So you definitely don't want to miss that. And finally, my new book, Smash the Glass Ceiling of Blessings. And we're not talking about the glass ceiling from the standpoint of gender. We're talking about the glass ceiling from the standpoint of spiritual warfare. It's available for you to order at feelthefire.com. Make sure you remember and comply with those announcements. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20, and I am reading from the KJV. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen, to the glory of God the Father. Praise the Lord. All of the promises of God, everything that he has ordained to happen, they are yes in him. In who? In Jesus. And they are amen, or in other words, so be it. It is done. Let it be in him. In whom? In Jesus. So that God's name will be glorified. You know, as we go throughout this life, sometimes we know the promises of God. Other times we don't. Sometimes we only know some of the promises of God, those being the ones that are always favorable toward us. And we want to ignore the other promises of God about what will happen when we don't live this life. But the word that we just read said all of the promises of God, whether they be favorable toward us or negative toward us when we won't comply, they're yes. In other words, They're an absolute. They're unequivocally going to occur. And they're amen. In other words, it is done, whether you like it or I like it or not. It's done for God's name to be glorified. Now, as I was preparing this lesson this morning, and it's so crazy because God gives me the topic for the morning motivation broadcast each morning. And so it kind of makes it hard because the broadcast starts at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and somewhere between about 5:30 and 6, and I'm not joking with you, every morning is when he gives me the topic that he wants me to teach about and the scripture that goes with it. So it's fresh manna from heaven for you and for me every morning, but also to help ensure that what I'm teaching is from the Lord for us, as opposed to me just being in the flesh about a particular situation, because by nature, I am a very good speaker. By nature, I recollect information well. That's why professionally I'm an attorney. But it could be so easy to mix up what I may want to say to you or me in the teaching. So to prevent that, the Lord gives me a fresh teaching every morning, and you ought to see me scrambling. Sometimes, I'm not joking, it's not even until I get ready to start the broadcast that he gives that to me. So this morning, I'm in a hotel because I evacuated from Miami in anticipation of Hurricane Irma. And I got up and I'm exercising and I'm saying, Lord, what is the topic? So I knew it was Let It Be. Well, because this is broadcast through Blog Talk Radio, which is, online, how about I go to log on to the internet to get everything set up, but the internet is not working. And I'm not joking, everyone. I pick up the phone to call the front desk, and none of the phones are working in my room. Now, yes, the electricity, the air, everything is working. And I will tell you, this is not my usual hotel brand. But, when you have to evacuate, beggars couldn't be choosy. So it's a nice place. And I praise the Lord that I have shelter and I'm dry and everything. But it wasn't working. So I ran went to the elevator. I didn't run, but I went to the elevator. I said, let me go downstairs and let them know because my phone's not working. And I'm not joking. How about I was pushing the buttons for the elevators? None of the elevators came up to my floor. And I was about to get upset because I said, not only do my faithful listeners need to hear this word, but I need to hear it because there's a lot going on in my life. And you know what happened? Whoosh. I just heard in my spirit, let it be. So I had the number of the hotel in my cell phone, and my cell phone was with me, so I called downstairs, and I let them know. So the guy told me how to access the front desk personnel told me how to access the internet. And then he said, I will put the phone issue on the, their log for it to be fixed today. I said, okay, thank you. So I hurriedly come back to the room. And then now I know how to get on the internet. And what I will tell you is, even as of right now, I have no internet access. Shh, let it be. So thankfully, my broadcast station has a system where if for some reason your internet is not working, you can call in and still conduct your broadcast. So I called in. But what is so crazy is, if you remember on this past Wednesday and Thursday, I told you that I want to end with a new song of the day. So the song that I wanted to upload into the system, which requires the internet access, was Let It Be. You know that song by the Beatles. Let it be, let it be. Words of wisdom, let it be. So what I want to encourage you this morning is that the promises of God, they're going to happen whether you and I can see it or not. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter who or what is rising up against us right now, no matter how we have sometimes sabotaged our own best situations, The consolation that we have is that despite all that we've done to mess it up, despite all that others may have done to mess it up, despite everything that is beyond our control, glory, isn't this powerful? Despite everything that we could have controlled, but we didn't, the promises of God through the name of Jesus remain undefeatable, irreversible, and not overturnable. That ought to do something to you right now. Let's talk about some of his promises. In Deuteronomy 28 and 13, the word says that God makes us the head and not the tail. The promises of God in Christ are yes and amen. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, the word tells us that God knows the plans he has toward us. Plans to prosper us, plans not to harm us, plans to give us hope in our future too. Yes and amen. In John 3:16 and Romans 10:9-10, the word lets us know that God promises us eternal life if we will believe in him and accept him as our Savior. Yes and amen. The word also lets us know that if we are not in compliance, if we're not living this life, if we're not dedicated to him, that we won't be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. Yes and amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Romans 1, 24 through 28. So the promises of God are if we are saved. And when I say saved, I don't mean whatever denomination you attend. You don't have to attend the Church of God in Christ, a.k.a. Kojic, like I do, to be saved. It doesn't matter if you're Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, non-denominational, Church of Christ, Church of God in Christ, Church of God. I'm not talking about that. But have you given your life to him? In the book of Romans 10, 9 through 10, the Lord tells us that if we will confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that the Lord is, that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. So in other words, can you pinpoint the date where you gave your life to the Lord? I can tell you September 1989 for me. Can you pinpoint that time frame? Not where you just got baptized, because baptism is an outward expression of your faith, but it's not where you gave your life to Christ. When I gave my life to Christ, nobody was there with me. I was in my barracks stationed in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, on my knees praying and crying out to the Lord. So you can be wherever you are right now, and I'm going to lead you into what's called the sinner's prayer. But I'm going to lead you into salvation. If you want to give your life to Christ, and I hope you do, I'm going to pray with you now that you give your life to Christ. And then if you are backslidden, I'm 46. I'll be 47 in 2 weeks. I cannot tell you that over these 20, 30 years of me being saved that I have lived a perfect life, because that would be a lie. I know a lot of Christians don't want to admit that. We don't want to admit that we are not perfect. Yes, there are many times that I have sinned, I have strayed, I have not done what the Lord has required. So just like you, I had to go back and repent and ask forgiveness, get myself back in alignment. I'm going to lead you into prayer. If you're saved but you're backslidden or you're out of the will of the Lord, I'm going to lead you into prayer as well. The promises of God are yes and amen. And then even more importantly, in the book of Matthew, and we have to go into prayer, chapter 11, verses 28 through 29, the promises of God that if all of us who are heavy laden and who are laboring and toiling will come unto him and take his yoke upon us and learn of him, he will give us rest. Rest, not death, but rest. In other words, whoosh, let it be. Peace, let it be. Joy, let it be. He taught us in Psalm 37 and 1 to fret not ourselves because of evildoers. God says, let it be. Isaiah 46 and 10, he makes known the end before the beginning. In other words, there's nothing that's going to happen that God is not aware of. Let it be. James 2 and 17, faith without works is dead. So in letting it be, you still continue to do your part. I must still do my part, but with the understanding that ultimately only God has the final say. Let it be. Hallelujah. Just say that right now, wherever you are, let it be. Speak to yourself. Say, self, let it be. Woo, isn't that doing something to you? We got to go into prayer. Say, self, let it be. If you're worried, if you're anxious right now, say, mind, let it be. Ooh, speak to your life. Say, Satan, let it be. Hallelujah. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we come praising you, lifting you up right now. We honor you for this powerful, liberating, rhema, relevant right now, word of God. Because, God, we are going through some things in our lives. In every area of our lives, there are situations, Father, that could be better. There are things that could be better. We could be better. And even though for some of us it may seem like all is going well, even just the very birth of keeping it all together, making it all go well, is enough. It's too much. Too many irons in the fire, carrying everyone else's burdens, worrying about everyone else and how things are going to work out to our own detriment, where we don't sleep, we don't pray, we don't have any relaxation. Lord, help us to let it be. Father, for whatever is going on in our homes with our children, our spouses, our relationships, our parents, our siblings, our cousins, our nieces, our nephews, aunts, uncles, family members, and friends, let it be. Whatever is going on in our job, whatever we have to face, let it be. Lord, whatever we're dealing with in relation to Hurricane Irma and those who are still recovering from Hurricane Harvey, all of the apprehension, all of the unknown, the unfamiliarity, the worry, help us to let it be. Now, Father, on yesterday, you gave us the message, peace be still, to help us to understand that the storms that come into our lives are nothing but chaos. But through that name of Jesus, the storms and the chaos must submit themselves to that name, and they must obey. So you told us yesterday to say, peace be still, and today to say, let it be. That after we've said, peace be still, and we've spoken to the storms in our lives, and that we've done our part to evidence our faith, to understand that everything else is in your hands, and let it be. Father, we say thank you. Let it be. And for those, Father, listening who are not saved or who are backslidden, I want you to repeat after me as we bring you back into the family of the Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I repent and ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, let everyone listening say, amen. Come on, praise the Lord. I got to end because our time is run. Praise him, but I need you to just repeat after me. Say, let it be. Say it again, let it be. Say, self, let it be. Say, self, peace be still. Say, devil, peace be still. Come on, this is serious. Say, Irma, peace be still. Hallelujah. I got to give you our task for today. Now, listen, this does not mean that the attacks of the enemy will not come up against you or those you love. But the Bible says no weapon formed against us will ultimately prosper. Doesn't mean that temporary setbacks won't occur, because all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But I encourage you to put on the whole armor of God over this weekend, because God sees it. He knows what's going on. And I want you to just remember, peace be still and let it be. For those of you who are newly saved or who have been rededicated to the Lord, I need you to make sure you're getting into your word, you're going to church, so that now the sin can be falling off of your lives. Sometimes, you know, you get saved and you be what's called radically saved. Just you can let go of everything automatically right then. Sometimes it takes a little time. But if you have truly given your life to the Lord, your soul will despise sin. Your soul will not desire to do sin. And when you do sin, because the flesh always desires sin, you will go and repent like I've had to do, because your heart and your spirit will be to please God. So whatever sinful situations you may be in or planning or a part of, even now you got to say, I rebuke this. I'm going to change this, because this is not pleasing unto the Lord, all right? I love you. Make sure you're here with me Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. If you missed this, go to the website, feelthefire.com. Now, I'm about to give you our task for today. Our topic for today is let it be. And I can't play the song, remember, so can we just sing it for a second? Let it be, let it be. I don't know the whole song. Hear the words of wisdom, let it be. Make sure you Google it by the Beatles and listen. Your task and my task for today is two things. Number one, all throughout this weekend, I want you quoting these two phrases to your situation and to yourself. whenever anything comes up against you. Peace be still and let it be. Say it right now because I got to end. Peace be still and let it be. The second is that I want you to share this broadcast with at least 10 people over this weekend. I know you know some people who need to hear this word, especially as we go through the hurricane. All you have to do is send them to feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Please put it on your Instagram, your Facebook. Just tell them there's a powerful morning motivation broadcast at feeldfire.com. And when you type in the words, it creates an automatic link on your social media, and they'll be able to click it and go straight to the website and hear it. Okay, you can even hear it from your phones. So share it, text it, after 8 a.m. to tell people to go to feeldfire.com and hear Let It Be. All right, so those are your tasks for today. I will see you on Monday morning. Have an awesome, blessed weekend. Let it be.